Yeah, yeah. Hey, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
Power.
The glory.
Hey everybody, welcome. This is the Bold and the Beautiful. We are here right now. We are getting ready to start our broadcast, and I'm Curtis Austin, and we are now on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio. We air every second Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. I want you to just tune in. Welcome to When Christians Talk Radio, Bold and the Beautiful.
If it wasn't for God, I'd be weak. Hey. I wouldn't wake up from my sleep. Hey. I wouldn't have nothing to eat. Hey. I wouldn't be so unique. Hey. If it wasn't for God, I would lose it. Yeah. I wouldn't live under a roof. Yeah. I wouldn't be up in this booth. Yeah. I wouldn't know He is the truth. If it wasn't for God, I would have been bold. The enemy would have taken my soul. But now I rise up and I surprise up like the day that He rose. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be up in these four cars on the way to my show. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have nada. I wouldn't be home. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have clothes. No shoes to cover my toes. No hat to cover my head. If it wasn't for God, I would have been. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be counted out. My family down and out. I'm blessed, so without a doubt. Hey. Gotta make sure I shout it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bold and Beautiful is a talk show designed to bring the Word of God to youth and young adults around the world and embolden them to live out loud for Jesus. Our vision is to see young people of the world rising up to take their rightful place as leaders and world changers.
I'm a young girl spitting that gospel. Last time I talked to God, He said, I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they try to act like they never knew you. But the devil can't do nothing to you.
The power,
the glory.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, family, friends, loved ones. We are here this morning, Bold and Beautiful, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. We are excited this morning to dig into our show. Of course, you have me, Minister Jordana Cunningham, and my wonderful co-host, Reverend Novena. Say hey.
Hey.
And, of course, Reverend Curtis. Say.
Hey. Hey, now. How y'all doing?
And this morning we have a special guest, Melina Good, whom I love, 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 love. Melina, say good morning.
Good morning.
So we are excited this morning to just get into this show. Of course, we will first start with a word of prayer, and I'll just start it off. Lord, we thank You, we bless You, we honor You this morning. We just thank You for this fun time we are going to have in You, Lord God, just mixing it up in the spirit. I thank You, Lord God, for those who are listening, Lord God, that something that is said will edify the listener, Lord God. And I thank You that we would all have an open heart and mind to hear what thus saith the Lord today. So we bless You and we glorify You in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 So, Melina, if you want to give us just a quick introduction, however much little you want to say, just introduce the listeners to who you are.
Okay. I am Melina Good. I'm a young professional, aspiring hairstylist, and I am currently in the middle of actually doing some styling.
Hello.
And excited to be on the show. This is really, really exciting. I've never done anything like this, so I'm excited.
Yay. So excited to have you. So we'll just dig right in. Do my co-hosts have any questions first?
I just want to make a comment. I love how you introduced yourself, Miss Melina. You say, I'm a young professional. I love that. I do. And it just, as soon as I heard that, it just sparked something within me to hear a young lady who knows who she is. She's a professional, and she's good at her craft, and I'm just looking forward to hearing more.
Thank you.
Reverend Curtis, do you have anything before we dig in?
No, let's get on into it. I'm ready to hear about Miss Melina.
Okay. So as I stated on my social media this morning, we are really just going to dig into what it looks like to be, you know, a young adult today. And sometimes, you know, we go through struggles. There are ups and downs. And what you feel like when you are in the middle of the struggle. I actually, this show was sparked by a conversation that Melina and I had a few weeks ago. And she was just really, you know, like going through it. And that's real because, you know, we all do, no matter how old or young you are. There are moments and times in our lives when we are just going through it. And so we just really want to talk about what that looks like, how you feel, how you deal, and then, you know, just that process. So, Melina, if you want to give some kind of context to how you were feeling that those few weeks ago, I know we had an updated conversation, so there may be some things that you can relate to now that you are a little bit removed from what you were going through a few weeks ago. But just talk about really, you know, what you were going through and how you were feeling and you know, how you process that.
Okay. So, currently I am working in a court building, and you know, I've been there for like 5 years, and you know, I really like the job. It's great, and it pays bills, and you know, it does what it needs to do. However, I was looking for growth and opportunity, and you know, just doing your best every day. You come to work on time, you know, you get your work done on time, you do everything that you're supposed to do. And so I was told that I would get the promotion, in a sense, on a certain day. Well, and a certain day came, and they told me no. And, you know, it's not like I've never heard no before. You know, you hear no, and you're like, oh, okay, well, I'll try again. But this was something that I anticipated, you know. I was looking forward to it. I was doing it every day. So when they told me no, I was like, oh my gosh, everything's over. I put all my hard work into this. It's devastating. I don't know what I'm going to do. Although I still have a job, I was waiting for this opportunity, and it didn't come like I thought it was supposed to come. That you know, that definitely, as a young person, I feel like, you know, when you're striving for something and you're putting your best foot forward and it doesn't happen, sometimes it's like, man, am I doing the right thing? Is there more that I should be doing? You know, I'm looking, you know, at others around me as far as, you know, my peers and some of my older adults. And I'm thinking that I'm doing the right thing, but then you kind of get lost a little bit in your own self-doubt, in a sense. So that was the job thing. And then I had another hair thing going on, and that kind of went left, and then I had rent to pay, so bills needed to get paid, and I was scared that I was going to get put out of my apartment, and they were going to take me to court, and it was going to be a whole thing. So I went through that for probably about a month, and it was depression, I will honestly say. You know, there was one day, actually, you all know, my mother and father had their 50th birthday party. They had a really big party together, and they wanted me to host it. And there was something in me that just felt like I'm not good enough. Like, I know I'm your daughter, but I don't feel accomplished right now. You know what I mean? I don't want to get in front of a whole bunch of people. I don't want to talk. I don't want to present myself at all. I don't want to do any of that. I just want to curl up in my room and just shut the world out. But my mother, you know, being the lovely woman that she is, you know, she said, Lena, you know, I don't know what's going on with you, but you got to shake it off. You got to shake it off. You cannot let the devil take over like this. You have come too far. You have put a lot of work and effort into the things that you're doing, and you're doing great things. You know, you really shouldn't shut yourself out of the world. So, you know, I got up that day, I did the party, and I felt like God really showed me at that very time, you know what, you're in front of 50, 55 people, and they love you. You know, not just because they're family, but they really love you, they really care about you, and they're listening to the things that you have to say. And you're not even talking about yourself. You're talking
right.
about your parents. You know what I mean? But it's you know, as I told you before, Joy, like the light that shone from yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're just a vessel. The light is just shown. You don't really have to say too much, just like you were saying, Reverend CJ, the other night. You know, you really don't have to say too much. Just let God, you know, show himself in you. So with all the drama and everything that was going on, God made a way, and, you know, I'm still at my job, thank God.
Hallelujah.
I still got the job. And my bills got paid. And you know, the other opportunity is still there. I just got to put a little bit more work into it, because anything that's worth having is, you know, worth fighting for. So you still got to keep fighting regardless.
That's right.
So, yeah,
can't stop, won't stop. That's right.
Yeah.
It's definitely good, like, how you shared that experience, because a lot of us, we face obstacles, and, you know, and we forget that sometimes those obstacles are put in our way just so our faith can be stretched too as well. And it reminds me of scripture in Psalms 18. I think it's like verse 29 or even 28, somewhere around in there. But it says, by my God have I run through a troop, and by him have I leaped over a wall. You know, God is able to cause us to overcome every obstacle and situation. So I just love how your testimony came out, but yet at the same time you showed the struggle, but you also showed, you know, how God also caused you to prevail, and how things still are working out in your favor, even though sometimes it might not look like it. And people need to hear that.
Look like it, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I know another thing I heard was you clearly stated, you know, these were struggles. These things were struggles, but I also heard, like, the voice of truth come towards you and to you, and tell you that, you know, this is a safe place. You know, we love you, and I'm going to tell you the truth. And the truth was that you're surrounded by love. You're surrounded by your family and friends, and it was just good to hear both sides of the story, because now we're on the other side, and you're seeing it through different lenses now, and although a whole lot of things did not change, your perspective changed.
Oh my goodness, my perspective changed, like, entirely. It was just like we were saying, you know, about, I guess when you actually make up in your mind that, oh, you know what, God got me, I'm good, I'm actually okay.
What'd you say, girl? You said, what, God got me?
I'm good. You know, I think once you make up in your mind and know something that, you know, is already supposed to be known, but, you know, once you really collect yourself and you say, you know what, God got me, I'm okay, all of a sudden, everything's okay. Now, the bills, you know, they still got to get paid, but it's going to be all right. They're going to get paid. I'm not going to sit here and stress myself out and, you know, go back and forth about how. Just know that it is going to get paid, and there's no
right.
way to keep about it.
Absolutely. And Lena, if you would just dig into real quick, I know we talked a little bit about, you know, like the thoughts you were having about like feeling like you're the only one who's struggling. And also, even when you were thinking about, like, how is this going to happen? I know you mentioned the fact that you realized that all the stuff you were worrying about, it hadn't yet happened. So you're, like, basically trying to project into the future something you don't even know. So you're worrying about something that isn't real yet. You're worrying about what could be real
right.
in the future, but it isn't yet. So if you would just talk a little bit to that.
Okay. The feeling, definitely a feeling alone, you know, that happens more often than not, I think. Especially, you know, I'm in my 20s, so especially in your 20s, because you're feeling like, oh, gosh, I'm putting all this hard work, you know, and effort into things. And you start to see people around you that maybe have different situations, but you compare yourself, which, you know, God
tells you not to compare yourself. I mean, there's no need. Everybody's created for their own purpose. But I started to compare myself. I started to kind of doubt myself, you know, and that kind of went back to why I was feeling very insecure about doing my own parents, you know, hosting of their birthday party.
Right.
I just felt like, you know, I'm not worth it, and oh my gosh, you know, nobody else is feeling how I'm feeling right now. Nobody understands. You know, I got these bills to pay, and it was so stressful. I was really, really stressing myself out. But as far as you know, getting through it, you know, I think, like I said before, I think not thinking about it so much and just letting God handle it. Because like you said, you don't know what the future is going to hold. So although I was stressing about how is my rent going to get paid, it wasn't due yet, you know. And here's the thing. I knew that I had a payment that I needed to pay. However, I'm going to just keep it real with y'all. My apartment at one point had a mouse in it. And it was running around and doing this thing. And so I told my landlord, I said, listen here, the mouse is not paying rent, okay? And I'm living here.
How true.
So, you know what I'm saying? So I need you to help me out here. And then the air went out, and the air was out for a whole month. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, what is going on? You know, a whole month without air. So I had to stress to my landlord and help her understand, look, I'm doing the best I can. I have never been late on my payments. You know, I'm communicating with you, especially with my issues, and I'm anticipating, you know, some type of action to happen so that mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, without. Well, okay, down the line, now you're telling me that I owe mm-hmm. some money. And I had to kind of, you know, help her understand, listen, I'm not going to pay that this month because
I didn't. Good reason.
Yeah, there's a reason behind it, you know, but you know, I go back. I was really feeling like I don't know what's going on because I make my payments on time. You know what I mean? I do everything that I'm supposed to do when it comes to communicating issues. I'm doing everything right. I'm doing everything right. Yet and still, now you all want to hit me with, you know, the big bill, and it's a possibility we can go to court. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm looking at my bank account like, oh, what are we going to do? Where's the money going to come from? God really made a way. And like you said, Joy, I although the feelings of loneliness were there, one thing I will say is I'm thankful for my mom, especially because when I was down and out and I talked to her, she's like, Melina, you have already won. You have already won, and you don't even know it. You know, what you're thinking about are – the feelings that you're thinking about are, how am I going to get there? But you're not realizing that there has already been won. Like, you know what I mean? So once that kind of clicked on for me, I said, you know what? I don't need to worry about how I'm going to get there because I'm good when I'm there anyway. Let me just go ahead and work through it, keep talking to God, and, you know, hey, it'll work itself out, and it surely did. When it did, I will definitely say it was like, wow, mm-hmm. it really worked itself out. Like, for real. Like, I knew it was. Mm-hmm. it really worked itself. I mean, God, you know, as a young person, sometimes I think we want to put, I mean, for all people, you want to take matters into your own hands mm-hmm. a lot of times because you're like, you know, like I said before, maybe I'm not doing enough. And that's not the case. You know, there's a lesson in everything that's going on
now.
So, you know.
Yeah. So you was at the end, you was able to say, I'm winning.
Winning.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I definitely can feel that. You know, we all always face the situations like that. But let me ask you this, right? So, basically, now that you come through that experience, and now you're at a place where you realize, okay, all right, you probably already realized that, but I know sometimes that's something we learn over and over again.
Right.
Has anything else come up where that situation has been the fuel for your confidence in something that you might be facing now?
As far as you're talking about, as far as the struggle in the moment, or
Just like now, if you come to it now, you say something now has arisen in your life.
Right.
Has that experience or that testimony, you know, been strength for you to be like, oh no, I'm winning this too.
Oh yeah, most definitely, because most definitely. I mean, I'm blessed to have people around me, you know, that remind me of that sometimes. Because yeah, you go through one thing, then you go through another thing, and sometimes, you know, when it's 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 things going on, you forget that God brought you through, you know, 10 things before that. So
yeah.
I think definitely. Those struggles showed me that God's seriously never going to leave you or forsake you. Like, he's not going to just let you hang out there and be without. So most definitely gave me a sense of confidence in moving forward to know, hey, it's going to be taken care of regardless. You don't know the way, you know, so there's no need to get all sad and depressed and worrying and all of that, because it doesn't do anything for you. But, you know, you press forward. You definitely press forward with faith and trust that it's going to get done. So I do definitely feel more confident and strengthened in him. And you know what, just like in a relationship, you know, when you go through something, you know, you it builds a bond. And I think, you know, it's good to always remember, like you said, those times before, because if he brought you through that, he's going to bring you through the next thing and the next thing. And it builds a closer relationship to God to know, okay, without a shadow of a doubt, I'm going to be okay.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Emelina, I don't know if something's going on with your mic or whatever, but just, you know, sometimes you're going in and out a little lower and higher, so just want to put that
okay.
out there real quick. And I got a question. I know, again, because, you know, we talk, girl, but I know we brought up the thing about when you're looking at other people, and because a lot of time is spent on social media and what that looks like, especially if you're in the middle of a struggle and then you're looking at social media and what other people are doing. And even if, you know, the stuff they're doing, it may be fast money, but it may not be, you know, good money per se. Do you know what I mean? So
talk
about like your thoughts about that and what that looks like.
Okay. So social media, really sucks you in. Like,
right?
Like, really sucks. It turns into almost like a reality show. I actually went to a concert the other night, and the artist was talking about how we make our life a reality show. And there's no need to really try to, you know, pretend like this is something that it's not. You know,
mm-hmm.
you get on social media sometimes and you see, you know, rappers with all the money, and you see the Instagram models with all the money and the red bottoms and the fancy clothes, and you see all of that, and you're like, what am I doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they getting this money from? What do I need to be doing so I can come up like that? Because that's where I need to be at.
Right.
And, you know, you like I said, as far as the comparison, you do that on a regular basis, because it's like you go and you check in on them, and you really aren't checking in on yourself. Like, okay, look, your path and the way that you're supposed to get to where you're supposed to get to is for you and you only. You know, it's not healthy, and I tell my younger cousins especially, it is not healthy to compare your life to somebody else's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mother definitely stressed to me about, you know, you measuring your ruler against someone else's. You don't know what their struggle is. You don't know what they're doing. You have no idea. All you see is what you see and what they allow you to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So definitely going back to feelings of, you know, not having, like I said, you definitely don't know what somebody's doing to get the money.
Right.
And it makes it even more hard because you keep checking back in on Instagram.
Right.
We'll keep going back on there and scrolling through like, oh gosh, look at their life. Look at my life.
oh gosh, what am I doing? Like, you, and you do that on a constant basis, and that's why I told you, you know, I think it's good, you know, especially, you know, for the listeners. When you're on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever, don't take it so personal. You know, don't make their life your life, because it's not. It really isn't. And if you don't personally know that person, you definitely shouldn't be doing that. You definitely shouldn't, because nowadays it's kind of sad, you know, we don't have those role models like we should. And if we do, we select role models from social media. You know, you don't even know a person, but yet that's somebody that you aspire to be like.
Right.
You're making a reality show out of your own life. You don't even know that person. So then
right.
you turn into somebody that, first of all, you didn't, they even know themselves. And then all of a sudden you pretend to be, you know, somebody that you're not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a struggle, you know, but luckily my friends and I, we have those conversations on a regular basis. You know, we always try to encourage one another and, you know, hey, okay, you got your hustle, girl. I got my hustle. We doing our thing, you know, and when it's time to kind of thank God, you know, people like to flex on Instagram. What they do, but when it's time to actually thank God and say, you know what, yes, I do have a nice, I was able to buy myself a nice bag, I don't have to flaunt it or anything, I'm just grateful that I had the means to do it.
Right.
So what would you say to a young girl or a young man now that's looking at those images and aspiring to try to find ways to be like that? Instead of just finding who they are in themselves, instead of trying to find who they are in somebody else?
You know, I asked myself that question a million and one times when I was in the mix of social media and being sucked in. And I honestly would say, turn the social media off. Like when you, if you're at school or you're, you know, on your job or anything like that, when you come home, just turn it off. Just turn the social media off for a little while. You know, find something creative to do with your mind. Like, you, and I know that's probably better said than done. But whether it's like reading or, you know, you got a lot of people that want to start businesses, do that now. Take the time to do those things right now. Don't waste every day, because I know it's not just me, because my friends can definitely attest to it. You will get on social media and stay on there for like 2 hours. And I know this for sure. You will scroll through, you will like pictures, you will do all of that for 2 hours. You need to put the phone down, spend some time with yourself, and definitely spend some time with God so God can show you who you are. And that's a lot of times it's difficult, but the world isn't giving you anything, you know, different right now. You know, you get off social media and then what? You have to get up and do the same thing you were doing, you know, before you got on social media.
You better say it.
Speak on it.
I know while you were talking, Melina, I heard some great stuff and some words that just stood out to me. I know you're talking about how you surround yourself with good friends, and that's very important. I heard you mention several times the words of wisdom from your mother. It's like she's in your head.
Oh, man.
And you share that with your friends, and you share it with others. But you also mentioned role models. And that thing is so critical. And I really try hard to be a role model, because I know I have to talk with young people. It helps me keep my life clean, because I know I got to look in the eyes, and, you know, we know what we know about the struggle, and we know some of the struggles that each one of us faces, and it's so important that those who we do look up to as role models those role models keep themselves clean, you know?
Right.
And it's like iron sharpening iron, because the words that you're saying now, I mean, I don't have any questions for you, because one of them that I did have was, what words of wisdom would you share with our listeners? And you're sharing them. You're open. You're transparent. And that authenticity is what we need, not just from the younger people, because we know young people know how to put it on for the older ones. You know, what we're looking for when you're talking. But it's also important for the older ones, the role models, to be transparent and authentic before the young people, because we can't speak into your life if you know we're doing dirty things too, you know?
Right.
It's appreciated.
And a lot of times, you know, it's hard because, you know, I have to kind of check myself on a daily basis, kind of like, you know what? I know that somebody is watching me, so
come on now.
Let me make sure that, you know, I'm making sure that I don't put things on social media that's flying flashy, or yeah, I'm out doing this 24/7. You know, it's somebody's always watching you, and that's one thing, you know, I learned over the years. You might not think so, but somebody is always watching you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, call me Tupac, 'cause all eyes on me. Yes, sir.
Somebody's always watching. That's the truth.
Absolutely. So real quick, we're just going to take a quick commercial break, so we will be back with you in moments.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work, for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life, for a word in season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Louis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month, join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Minister Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. And on fourth Saturdays, Alabaster Box at 7 p.m. with Prophetess Carla Johnson, where she shares a broad range of topics to help believers persevere and overcome. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time.
Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
When Christian Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
All right, so we are back. Again, this is Bold and Beautiful, When Christians Speak Talk Radio, and we have, of course, our wonderful co-hosts, Reverend Ovina and Reverend Curtis, and we are here with Melina Good, who's just sharing her experiences, her life, just being open and honest about what it is sometimes when we are going through struggles, so we appreciate her. Real quick, I would just, like Melina, I'm about to put you on the spot, girl. If you would just take a moment and just pray for our listeners, anyone who may be in the middle of the struggle, if you would just say a word of prayer for them.
Okay, no problem. Lord, we come to you right now thanking you for everything you're going to do, everything you're doing. We know, Lord, you know, in the moment we might not understand what's going on, but we know that you've always got our back. I just pray that for our listeners, they always remember to give thanks, definitely trust in you, look towards the end of winning and waiting for your blessing to come through. Father God, I just thank you so much for everything you've done in my life and, you know, what you're doing around me. And I just pray that you keep blessing those folks around me. You keep blessing me. And I just thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Bless his holy and righteous name. So real quick, just want to put a quick plug in. You can like us on Facebook at Bold and Beautiful WCS Talk Radio. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Bold and Beautiful WCS, and that's spelled B-O-L-D, the letter N, B-U-T-I-F-U-L, WCS. So, again, you can like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram and Twitter. But you know what, Melina, real quick, I just want to say that what you said about social media is so real, because I even remember getting back on social media as we started doing this show. And I know me and my co-hosts have had conversations about you really start to kind of get sucked into, you know, how many people are liking the stuff that you post or how many people are following you. And I was like, I really need to calm down. And so no matter like what age you are, you can absolutely be sucked into these, you know, these things that we plug ourselves into. Because I was really like, well, how come, you know, I can't get 500 people to like me and this person has 300 million people in the world that follow them. And so that whole social media thing is real.
It's real. It's really real.
Sure is. And then you got to think about what, you know, why am I posting this? Is it to show people that I have just as much fun as them or my life is just as good? So before I post things, I ask myself, is this really why? Why? Ask myself why, you know? And just be real and true and transparent with my own reasonings for why I'm putting stuff out there. So
Because a lot of times when you do it, you're feeling some type of way about I've shared that with people before. You know, some people are just posting because maybe this is something they need for themselves. That doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, that's something that you should take on in your own personal life. You don't know, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And it's okay. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, I definitely agree. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, you see people in the I think, you know, some of that stuff is, like you said, a facade too, because they give an image of, we talked about this the other night when we was at the table, that a lot of times people put out a lot of stuff they're doing and showing all that stuff, but yet at the same time, they might have red bottoms, they might have, you know, the stacks, and they might be holding stacks to their ears and all that stuff, but the truth be told, you know, a lot of them really feel empty still, you know what I'm saying? No matter how much they accumulate, no matter how many people like them, no matter how many people like their page, you know what I'm saying? There's still people that still searching because their validation is in what somebody else says and what they have, so that means they still empty on the inside.
Right. Yep. I can definitely attest to that. Because my thing is, once I get to that place where I can, you know, at least share, you know, nice pictures or nice things, that's one thing that my friends and I talk about. They don't really show you how they got what they have. They just show you what they have.
Come on now.
How you got there or where you got it from or anything. You don't know. So you automatically judge it and say, oh, man, I'm not doing something right. I need to be out here, you know, doing something different. Or, and it's like, no, you don't. You, because you don't even know where.
Come on now, the struggle.
Listen.
Right. You have no idea. You know, and I know for me, if I share something that's a blessing, I want to say that it's a blessing. I want to be able to brag about the fact that, hey, I was feeling like this, and I'm feeling grateful today, and I'm feeling good, and I'm feeling good about myself. And I really do want to kind of share with you all to help and inspire you, not to, you know, make you feel like you're less than.
Right.
That's so true. That is so true. And so I had a quick question. So, Melina, when you think about, like, your peers or who you're following on social media, is it, I guess, or should I say, like, what is, like, the ratio of how many people that you're following that you actually know versus people who are just, like, celebrities? And how you think, like, people are doing that these days? Do you think, like, most people are following people who they don't know or they do know?
Yeah, I think a lot of people nowadays are following people they don't know. So here's the thing. I kind of had to revamp my Instagram. And, you know, the people that I follow that I don't know are people that I can look to and say, okay, like, for instance, my craft with hair. You know, I'll follow different hairstylists, and I'll see what they're doing and, you know, the different shows and who they know and this and that, get inspiring ideas and use it more so, networking and using it more so as a tool and not necessarily as just, you know, a platform of just people that whether you know or don't know, you know, you're just watching their life. So, yeah, sometimes the ratio, it's funny you ask that because I'm not one that will, like, count my followers versus the people I'm following. I know there's a lot of younger people, like, in high school and stuff, that kind of thing matters. Like, oh, if you're following more people that are following you, then you're a loser. Like, what's going on? You need to be having people following you. You know what I mean? You don't need to be following more people. So I don't look at it like that because I think I actually do follow more people that follow me, but that doesn't bother me because I know the people that I'm looking at are people, you know, that give me inspiration for what I do, you know, and it's not a comparison thing. It's more so just, okay, hey, that's a good idea. I like that hairstyle. That was cute. You know what? I'm going to try something like that. Or let me call my friends and, hey, girl, did you see that? You know, it's that sort of thing. So some of the people that I know, some people follow that they don't actually know, it's people that you watch on TV. It's people that, you know, you see on other reality-type shows. You don't really know their personality, but you think you do. You know what I mean? It's like, or like an artist. You listen to their music. You love them so much. You think you know them through the music. You don't really know them personally. And it's not a bad thing. You can follow that artist. But if they're not inspiring you personally to do what you do, then you probably need to unfollow them. If they're just, you know, I told myself that the other day. I'm like, there's some people that I follow that I'm like, at what point in time was I thinking that this was a good idea to follow them? Because they bring no inspiration to my life whatsoever. There's nothing here that's going to help me be a better me. So I think, you know, for the people that have this Instagram and, you know, Snapchat or Twitter or whatever you have, you know, try to follow people that help you be a better you. You know, if you like to draw, then follow great artists that draw. You know, if you like to sing, follow singers and see how they did what they did and how they got what they got. You know, not just their lifestyle, but you know, there's artists that will put inspirational things to help you, you know, be motivated in what you're doing. So I would say definitely, you know, if you have more followers, if you have more people that you're following, that's okay. Because if they're helping you, I feel like that there's no problem with that. That ratio thing, like you said, I mean, it gets out of hand because you start to look at your likes and you're like, man, I got like 800 people following me, but only like 3 people like my pictures. What's going on? Like I only have three likes, but all of these people follow me. And then you're thinking like, man, something's wrong with me or I'm not doing something right. And, you know, you end up posting something that's not like yourself because you're trying to be somebody that's not you. That's just not who you are. You know, my best friends and I, we were talking about how some girls especially, they will see like these Instagram vixens and models and they're like, ooh, she is cute and this and that. And it's like, okay, we could like what she's doing. However, if she's getting, you know, thousands and thousands of likes and follows because she's got, you know, all of her goods exposed, well, that doesn't mean that you need to go and post pictures with your goods exposed because you're just trying to get, you know, 10 more followers or, you know, 100 more likes. There's no need to do that because what is that doing for yourself? You know you're not going to go out in the street like that. So there's no need for you to, you know, post a facade on social media. That's not you.
That is so true. So true. So I know when thinking about, I know we got off kind of on a tangent, but it's all good because, you know, that's where people are. So I really appreciate your honesty. And I know definitely even for me, when I think about times when I'm just like in the middle of the struggle, sometimes I can't see the forest for the trees. And I realize that a lot of it happens like in your head, like a lot of the struggle, like, you know, being, you know, when your rent is not paid and those things, that's real. But a lot of where the struggle is really happening is in your mind. And so when the Lord tells you, you know, that you need to renew your mind and that you have the mind of Christ, it is just really important to kind of speak life over yourself and kind of, you know, like the scripture says, like take captive every thought so that you're looking at it, making sure it's truth before you go ahead and start believing it, because you can create a whole universe off of a bunch of lies. Like, you know, I'm not good enough. Oh, I can't make it. Oh, it's not working out. And that's not the truth because that's not who God says we are. So I know definitely for me, one of the big lessons is taking control of my thought life, because I can create a whole world, like a whole universe. I got stars, moons, planets in my head with all of these thoughts that I have about what my situation looks like and where it's going to end up. And then I can't focus or see the truth, which is God loves me. He died for me. Like, he wouldn't put Jesus on the cross and then, you know, let me go broke and destitute in the street. Like, that's just not who he is. And so it's just really important.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, as far as your thoughts, that's why I say, kind of, when you come home, whatever you're doing, or even in the middle of the day, if you get some time, do something for yourself. I'm in the middle of reading a book right now that is really helping me with my mindset and kind of training myself and my thoughts to not be, you know, negative or not be, you know, inspirational. Mm-hmm. So I think it definitely is important to remind yourself and then have small tools around you to remind you, God's got you, you're good. You know, the thoughts of not feeling enough, like you said, it's really just in your mind. It's what you're doing to yourself. And
a lot of times we don't even realize that we're kind of self-sabotaging. We really don't see it until the end. When you're like, man, nobody told me, you know, it's God's asking you, like, who told you that you were less than? Who told you that you weren't this or you weren't that? Who told you that? And when you ask yourself that and check yourself, you're like, you know what? Nobody actually said that but me. I'm the person that made that up in my mind to say, oh, I'm not this or I'm not that or I'm not doing enough of this or enough of that. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing, how you're supposed to be doing it. And if you're not, then you just take time to ask God and say, hey, just show me the way.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's real because, you know, like the truth be told, you know, when you think about a young child, when they first, you know, basically start school or just basically start developing, you know, their communication skills and all that, they just walk and talk. And then once they get about 4 or 5 years old, you start to ask them, say, what do you want to be when you grow up? And then they might say, well, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a police officer. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a nurse. I want to be, you know, they have this idea of what they believe and dream they could be. And then you say, well, you definitely can do that. You definitely can do this, you know. But then over time, you know, as they get older, they stop believing the dream and that they can have the ability to accomplish it. And I think so it is with us is that when we first birthed into the name of Jesus Christ, when we first birthed into the family of Jesus Christ, we believe that we can do anything because our God can do anything. But over time, as sometimes failures come, defeats come, sometimes prayers that weren't answered the way we thought they might have been answered happens, or obstacles come our way, we start feeling, like you said, less than, or we start seeing what other people have and not knowing the struggle or how they got there, but we wanted in that speedy aspect of it. Then we start doing the same thing, like you said, and I think it's very important, like you was just saying, is to remember that, yeah, God ain't telling you that, so why are you telling yourself that? You know, you know, you got to, you know, let your mind, you know, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You know who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Shoot, my man says, shoot, nobody take my life. I lay it down and pick it back up. What? And what? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you definitely got to remember that overpowering, conquering spirit that's inside of us, you know. And especially in our day, this day and age that we're in, and especially for our youth that's in Christ right now, because I can only imagine. I know how it was for me when I was in my teens and early 20s and stuff like that. I got saved at 22, but I also know too that, you know, I had been through the trenches, but at the same time, at the age of 22 and being saved, I felt good because of what I came out of. But it's a lot of people at the same time that's at this age, and that's what they know. They're scared to really step into it because of what everybody else around them going to think, you know. So it's important to just know who you are and just believe it and walk in it.
Right. And like you said, as far as the confidence is concerned, you know, confidence, I feel like, doesn't just happen overnight. You know, it was like what we were talking about as far as the struggle. Sometimes you do have to go through a little struggle so that you can pick yourself back up and say, okay, whoo, that was crazy, but I made it through. I'm good. You know, I got a couple bruises and scratches, but I'm still here. I'm still pushing. I'm still hustling. I'm still doing the things, you know, that I need to do. I just get myself back up, because without the struggle, you don't appreciate the win. You really don't. I mean, you get to the end and you're like, if you had no struggles at all, you would get to the end like, oh, yeah, been there, done that. It's cool. Everything's good. You would not appreciate what you have. And I know for me that was definitely a big life lesson where I had to remember, you know, you do have to struggle a little bit. I mean, it doesn't come easy, and anything that, you know, is worth fighting for is never going to come easy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Totally agree.
Absolutely. And really quick, I was thinking about really having confidence and stepping out on who God says you are. And I know we're running out of time, so if you could make it just a little bit brief. But really, do you think that people, like in your age category, your peers, what it's like to, like, profess out loud, like, I'm a lover of Jesus, like me and Jesus on a first-name basis, you know what I mean? Like, what has that looked like? With trying to be confident with even saying I'm a believer, or saying, oh, I'll pray for you, or bless God, you know what I mean? Those kinds of things.
Right. You know, it,
it's not difficult. You know, some people say it's difficult to let people know, hey, I'm a believer, you know, God has brought me through. But a lot of times I let what God is doing be the foundation and the almost mouthpiece for when I say, no, I'm a believer. No, things are happening the way they're happening for me because God's got me and we're on the same page. You know, that's what's happening for me right now. So a lot of times I think, yeah, some people, especially younger people, they don't want to, and I can't say for all, but there are some younger people that don't feel like they want to acknowledge the fact that God is working in their life. But hey, I was one of those people, and eventually I feel like I was like, no. Let me help you understand. I'm getting the credit for this. You know, I'm glad that you're happy for, you know, I'm glad you're doing good. I'm glad, you know, everything's working out. But no, you can never not let people know, hey, I got to where I'm at, where I am right now because, you know, God helped me. You should always give God, you know, the praise and the glory. And I think on my social media especially, I try to do that on a regular basis. You know, I have my moments where I'm down and out, but then I also have my moments where I say, whew, you know, I was going through it. But you know what, God, I really thank you. And if it helps somebody else, cool. But a lot of times when I get on my Instagram, I go back and I look like, oh, yeah, I posted that day because I was really going through it and God really brought me through. So it's a reminder for me.
That's excellent.
Do you
all have any final thoughts before we close out?
My final thought is this, is that everything that we just heard that Melina shared with us and, you know, her experiences, it just really shows that if you trust God and you really understand that he loves you without a shadow of a doubt, then no matter what you experience, whether you, like she said, you know, officer came, she the AXC went out, she had still a little for a roommate for a second, but yet God showed up. So just trust God no matter what the circumstance look like. Amen.
Reverend Novena?
Yeah, I heard a lot of wisdom. I heard a lot of reflection. I heard a lot of gratitude. And I heard how important it is to give God the credit. And don't take it for granted, you know, the wonderful things that are going on in our lives. There's a struggle. There's a process. Thanks.
Amen. Amen. So I guess my final thought, first I want to just thank Melina for being on the show. Appreciate you, girl.
Yes,
I love
yes,
thank
yes,
you for
yes.
sharing your heart with the people. And I guess I want to say that I love how we have, you know, for real, some of us older adults, we kind of cast off and really make blanket statements about younger generations. And I love that we have so many good examples of what young people are really doing, how they're really living, and that there are young people who are living life and living it well. And even when there are struggles, there's always a way out because that's who God is. And for all those who are listening, no matter what age, just know that God loves you, he cares for you, and that no matter what, we are also going to be praying for you, lifting you up, that you are not forgotten. You are not a lost generation. You are, listen, this is a Joshua generation. Y'all about to do big things in the Lord.
So we
just bless God for you.
Yes.
And I'll just close in a quick word of prayer. Lord, I just thank you for this time. I thank you that it's covered by your blood, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for all those who are listening at the moment, all of those who will listen, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that a seed would be dropped that you would have planted and watered, Lord God. I thank you that there would be great growth in the lives of those who are listening, Lord God. I thank you that this message goes to all four corners of the earth, God. And I bless you and honor you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're
amen.
Going to say a quick goodbye to everybody. Bye, y'all.
See you later.
I'm going to end with
amen.
Theme song, and so we'll just play that on the way out.
All right,
thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Melina.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
hey,
hey. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, power,
the glory.
I wouldn't wake up from my sleep. I wouldn't have nothing to eat. I wouldn't be so unique. If it wasn't for God, I would lose it. I wouldn't live under a roof. And I wouldn't be up in this booth. And I wouldn't know He is the truth. And if it wasn't for God, I would have been bold. The enemy would have taken my soul. But now for God, I wouldn't be up in these foreign cars on the way to my shows. If it wasn't for God, I